おはようメイヨット、ちぐさです。
Peter here, as always brought to you by Air Clara and the Translation and Interpretation Specialists. Today, joining us for the opening, and just the opening, is the one and only Chigusa-san. Chigusa-san, how are you?
Good, konnichiwa.
Konnichiwa. Now, you'll be with us briefly.
Yes.
Yes, yesterday we had our first anniversary, and to celebrate that, we
Happy birthday.
Keep going.
To JapanesePod101.com. Happy birthday to us.
I like it. Can we get a bonus track?
Sure.
All right. Well, I can't promise anything. Stop by. Maybe there's a bonus track of Chigusa's happy birthday song. Maybe, maybe not. Gotta stop by to find out. But if you stop by, today we have, before we get into today, yesterday we had 50% off any one-year subscription. Thank you for all of those subscribers out there. We cannot tell you the response we had. We really appreciate everything you've done for us, including picking up that one-year subscription. So, arigatou gozaimasu.
Arigatou gozaimasu.
Now, today, as we're still in the holiday mood, we're continuing on with 25% off any subscription. So it's the holiday season, Hanukkah, Christmas, Kwanzaa. We're just in that mood. Did we miss any, Chigusa-san?
The Emperor's birthday?
Yes.
Yes.
We're feeling very, very festive.
Yes.
So in honor of that, 25% off any subscription. Stop by. When you sign up, enter 25 off in the coupon field and get 25% off any subscription. All right. Now on to today's lesson. Today we're talking about probability. Today's word,
かもしれません,
is used quite often because Japanese tend to be very vague about things rather than being very direct, like some Americans in the studio. Our marketing promo, hint, hint. Japanese are very indirect. So there's a lot of probability in things they say. Maybe it's this, maybe it's that. So today we're going to start to learn about this. So, we've been talking enough. Without further ado, let's get into today's lesson. Today's conversation takes place at a restaurant between a customer and the waitress. All right? Here we go.
すみません。 注文お願いします。
はい、かしこまりました。
麻婆豆腐お願いします。
辛さはどうしますか？
そうですね。激辛お願いします。
激辛ですか？かなり辛いですよ。辛いものは大丈夫ですか？
辛いものにはちょっと弱いですが。
普通の辛さがいいと思います。激辛はお客さんには辛すぎるかもしれません。
はい、普通でお願いします。もう一度お願いします。ゆっくりお願いします。すみません。注文お願いします。
はい、かしこまりました。
麻婆豆腐。お願いします。
辛さはどうしますか？
そうですね。激辛お願いします。
激辛ですか？かなり辛いですよ。辛いものは大丈夫ですか？
辛いものにはちょっと弱いですが。
普通の辛さがいいと思います。激辛はお客さんには辛すぎるかもしれません。
はい、普通でお願いします。すみません、注文お願いします。
Excuse me, I'd like to order please.
はい、かしこまりました。
Yes, understood.
麻婆豆腐お願いします。
Tofu and a spicy meat sauce please.
辛さはどうしますか？
How about the hotness level?
そうですね。激辛お願いします。
Let me see. Super hot, please.
激辛ですか？かなり辛いですよ。辛いものは大丈夫ですか？
Super hot? It's quite spicy. Are you alright with spicy food?
辛いものにはちょっと弱いですが。
Well, actually, my tolerance level for spicy food is quite low.
普通の辛さがいいと思います。激辛はお客さんには辛すぎるかもしれません。
Then, I think the regular hotness level is better for you. Super hot may be too hot for you.
はい、普通でお願いします。
Okay, regular please. 夏子さん、今日の会話はどうですか？
私は辛いもの好きですけどね。
You like hot things?
Yes.
How about Yoshi さん?
私も大好きです。
You love them too?
はい。でも、この前、麻婆豆腐を食べに行った時は、ものすごく辛かったですね。
But the other time when we went to eat 麻婆豆腐, it was really hot. I know what you're talking about. But Yoshi said, you kind of asked for it. You were like, make it really hot.
Yep.
The max was 5. You're like, let me get an 8 or something.
Then I got it really hot. But it was good.
Yeah, and you have a high tolerance, so it must have been really, really hot.
Peter-san は?
I like hot things too, but not too hot.
Not level 8.
No. My max at Kokuichiban is about 3 or 4.
That's pretty hot.
It goes to 10, Natsuko-san. Yeah, but I actually prefer my wife's kare. She makes it really, really good. That's why I'm always so happy.
Hi, hi.
Okay, okay. That's okay enough of that. All right, let's move on. Yoshi-san, first word.
注文
Order, request.
注文
Now you can use this as can be seen in the dialogue, where you're trying to get the attention of the waiter. Yoshi-san, what was that?
注文お願いします。
Order, please. So if you're in the restaurant, and this is a very, very polite way of calling the waitress or waiter and letting them know you're ready to order. Okay? Sometimes on the internet, you'll see, Natsuko-san?
注文フォーム。
Order form, order request. And you fill this out, and then they ship you the goods. Next we have...
激辛。
Extremely hot.
激辛。激辛。
Now, this is extremely hot in the sense of spicy.
Yes.
Yoshi-san, can you give us an example?
このソースは超激辛ソースです。
This sauce is an extremely hot sauce. Now, in the US we have a brand, Blair's Death Sauce. The maker is Blair, and he has a death sauce. It is really, really hot. What's that sauce made of?
Habanero.
Yeah, habanero. And this is really, really hot. Now in Japan, a lot of people put sauce, Tabasco sauce and spicy sauce on. Yoshi-san, help me out here. We don't do it in the US.
On pizza.
That's right. Whenever you go to a pizza place in Japan, there's some kind of hot sauce, whether it be Tabasco or another brand. And when you get the pizza, you put it on the pizza. Now, when I first came here, you know, in the US, we put on the spices.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we have the pepper, like the sliced pepper slices. So they're dried up and you shake them on to the pizza. But here in Japan, they use Tabasco sauce.
Yes.
So I like them both. But I just have to remember not to mix up the customs. Because when I go back to the US and I get a piece of pizza and I'm like, where's the Tabasco sauce? And I try to put it on, everybody looks at me.
Really?
What are you doing?
Oh, I didn't know it was so unusual.
Some people like it too, but I'd say the majority... They hand me the dried peppers and they say, please use these.
知りませんでした。
Yoshi-san, have you had any experiences like this?
It must be a New York thing.
Yeah.
I don't know. A lot of my friends in California used both Tabasco or the pepper. Depends on what they have in the restaurant.
Maybe it is a New York thing because they're pretty protective of their pizza.
I'm pretty sure people those in Italy wouldn't sprinkle anything on it.
Really?
No.
Not even the hot oil?
No. Maybe some hot olive oil.
Carlos-san, onegaishimasu. We need to know what's going on in Italy. Let us know. And anybody else out there, please let us know what's going on in your country. Now, gekikara. Really hot. Next we have...
かなり.
Pretty, quite.
かなり. かなり.
And we would use this as an adverb to modify an adjective. For example, kanari karai, pretty hot, or quite hot, very hot. Next we have?
Yoai.
Weak.
Yoai. Yoai.
And what we want to point out here is that in Japanese, when you say you're weak at something, it means that you don't have a high tolerance for it. In this case, you're not good at it. We can use it to describe how we are at something or how high our tolerance is for it. For example, in this dialogue we had,
辛いものにはちょっと弱い。
I don't really have a high tolerance for hot things. Next we have
普通
ordinary
普通普通
And finally
お客さん
customer
お客さんお客さん
Now here we had お客さん a kind of less formal suffix. Now maybe this place is kind of a bit more casual. You know, again, in Japan, just because we tell you, just because you've heard that there's all these levels of politeness, doesn't always mean that you're going to get the most polite form of Japanese. If you walk into a very casual mom and pop shop, you may get a less formal greeting or be called in a less formal way. Now here we had お客さん. Natsuko-san, what's the step above this?
お客様.
Excellent. All right. Today's grammar point is
さ,
as in
辛さ.
Now さ is a suffix that makes a noun out of an adjective by attaching to the stem of an adjective, and in this case, it's usually an e adjective. So for example, the word for hot, as in spicy, is Yoshi-san?
辛い.
But to make this into a noun, we drop the e, we add さ, and we get
辛さ.
So in the dialogue we had, how about the hotness level, which was
辛さは?
Now, inside the PDF, we have a detailed write-up about this, so you don't want to miss this. This is a very important topic in Japanese, as this pattern is used quite extensively. Now, it's not used as much for na adjectives, but in some instances, you will find it. Now, with the na adjective, the sa is attached directly to the adjective. Nothing is substituted, nothing is inserted. The sa is added directly to the na adjective. Again, inside the PDF, you'll find out more about this. Finally, we have the word
弱い,
weak. Now, in Japanese, this word is used not only as an adjective, meaning weak, but also as a phrase to express that someone is not good at something or not used to something. In today's dialogue, we had
辛いものにはちょっと弱いですが.
Literally, hot things too, I'm a little weak. That's the literal translation. But Yoshi-san, the actual meaning is quite different than the literal translation, correct?
Right.
Now, we translated it as, well, my tolerance level for spicy food is quite low. So, again, you have to interpret because using yoai means that you're not good at something, you're not used to something. And here, that person is not used to or doesn't have a high tolerance for spicy food. For example, this is quite often used in sports or one's ability to do something. Now, Yoshi-san, your English is very, very good. But how is your Chinese?
中国語は全くわかりません。
So he has no idea about Chinese. Now, Yoshi-san, is there a language that you're pretty good at speaking at? You're pretty good at Japanese. Not great, but you're pretty good.
日本語にはちょっと弱いですね。
You're not too good at Japanese. I don't believe that. But what a lot of Japanese people do say about English, Yoshi-san, this is an expression you hear quite often.
英語に弱い。
I'm not that good at English. Yoshi-san, what do you think? Not good, or is it even stronger than that?
I think it should be okay.
So you can use this for all types of things. If you're just learning Japanese and someone says something and you don't understand, you can say, すみません, 日本語にちょっと弱いんですか? もう一度お願いします。 I'm not that good at Japanese. Could you say it again, please? That works, right, Yoshi-san? Okay, and for more about this, check out the PDF. All right, that's going to do for today.
またね。